Okay, good morning, everyone. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi, Rav Yosef. Let's finish Shas together, Bez Hashem. Well, let's certainly finish Maseches Shabbos together. We have another just today and tomorrow. I'm just going to discuss with the rabbi. I tried to discuss them what we're going to do about having the Siyum, how to do it the right way. My plan right now is to maybe have a Shal Shudas on Shabbos afternoon somehow. An in-person Shal Shudas, but we'll see. Maybe a review shiur in Shal Shudas. I don't know. That's got to talk to the rabbi, see what he says. Tana Rabbanan. I'm on the bottom line of Kuf Nun Ham and Beis. Tana Rabbanan. I posted a quick shiur last night, very, very late. I was exhausted. It was, anyway. Tana Rabbanan. Ein Govlin Es Hakali. You're not allowed to need... you're not allowed to, let's say, pour water into, they make a flour out of roasted wheat. This roasted wheat, when you pour water in it, it doesn't make a normal dough. So you're not allowed to pour water into the flour. V'yesh omrin, govlin. Some say you are allowed to do that on Shabbos because since it doesn't become a normal loaf, it's not a problem of kneading, says Gemara, man yesh omrim. Whose opinion is this yesh omrim? We learned earlier that Rebbe holds just pouring water into flour by itself is a problem of lush, that we learned in yesterday's daf. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that even something that does not become a normal dough still is usher to mix the water. So whose opinion? Who's the Yesh Omrim that says that you are allowed to do it? Right, the Yesh Omrim says you're allowed to do it. So who's the Yesh Omrim who says you are allowed to do it? I'm Rav Chista, Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda. No, it really is the opinion of Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda holds just putting water into regular flour Minat Torah is normally mutter. And something that does not become a regular loaf, v'hani milihu d'mishani. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, if it's not going to become a regular dough, right, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda in our Mishnah, he said that morsan, which was this type of mixture that you had with an animal, so he held that you're not allowed to do that. But here, since you're doing it with a shinui, since you're going to do it with a shinui, v'ani milu d'mishani, the permissibility is if you mix the water into this type of flour that's made from roasted wheat. If you do it with a shinui, so then he holds it's mutter. It's totally mutter. Ask the Gemara, hechi mishani, how do you, what's that? What's the shinui that you could make in order to make it mutter? Amar Rav Chista, al yad. You just do a very little bit at a time. You don't make a large amount. You do a little bit at a time. And the Brisa continues, v'shavin, both Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agree shebochashin es hashasis b'shabbos. If a person makes this food called a shasis, which is similar to what we're talking about, it's roasted flour by adding water and you add oil and you add salt. So it's permissible on Shabbos to mix it in a certain way. Right, it's permissible to mix it because it doesn't become a dough, and there's no problem of lush. Vishosim zeisum amitzri. You're also allowed to drink this type of mixture. You're even allowed to drink it lerefua because this Egyptian type of mixture. You're allowed to drink lerefua because some people drink it even when they're healthy. So it's not a problem of refua. Ask the Gemara. The ha'amris ain govlin. So, how could the Brisa say that he agrees that bochashin es hashasis b'shabbos, that you are allowed to mix this roasted flour with the water. V'harmas ein govlin. But didn't we say, isn't it the same thing as making a loaf out of a roasted flour? So the first opinion that Bryce held that you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara answers, lo kasha, ha be'ava, ha be'raka. The Bryce was talking about a thick mixture, and therefore the thick mixture, we said before, it's usser according to the first opinion, and mutter if you do it a little at a time. That's by a thick mixture. Ha, but this Bryce that says everyone agrees that it's mutter is biraka if it is a very thin mixture. It doesn't become thick like a paste, but it becomes thin like a soup, like a type of a very thin type of. It's more like a liquid, and therefore it's not a problem of lush at all. Says the Gemara, v'hani mili. Who dimishani? But even this story with shasis is mutter only if you do it with a shinoi. And now the Gemara says a different type of shinoi. Heichi mishani. How do you make it in a different way? So Amar Rav Yosef, b'chol nosen es hachometz v'achach nosen es hashasis. On the week when you usually make it, you would first put in the vinegar and then pour the flour in. U'bishabis. On Shabbos, first put in the flour, and then you put in the vinegar. And the Gemara now tells a story about this. Levi bereid Rav Huna bar Chiya. Levi, the son of Rav Huna bar Chiya, ashkeche legabel de Bein Ashia. He found the watchman of his father's animals was also the guy in charge of making the doughs, of kneading the doughs, and also of mixing the animal food. They used to mix the flour with water for the animal food. The kagavil v'safi le d'tore. He was mixing these grits, whatever this was, the animal food that was a mixture of flour and water, but it doesn't become a dough. So he was doing it with a shinoi, and then he would feed it to the animals. Batashbe. So Levi, I mean, literally means he kicked him. I don't know if it means he literally kicked him, but he yelled at him. He protested and said, how could you be making these grits, this mixture for the animal on Shabbos? It's mixing water and flour. Asa avua ashkeche. So his father, maybe he was a little kid at the time, Levi bereid Rav Huna. So Rav Huna bar Chiya, his father, came and said, what are you yelling at my workers for? Amale, hachi amarvua de imach mishmei de Rav. Your mother's father said in the name of Rav, who is your mother's father? Umanu, who is that? Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. Your mother's father, my father-in-law, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, said in the name of Rav, govlin, you are permitted to make this mixture for animals on Shabbos, like we learned according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. Velo misapin, but you're not allowed to stick it deep into the animal's mouth. You're not allowed to. That's a tercha yisera. You're not allowed to stick it all the way down into the animal's mouth. Udelo lakit belishne, and if you have a small little calf that hasn't learned to eat this thick food yet, mahalkitinle, you are allowed to feed it to them. But you can't shove it all the way down, but you are allowed to feed it to them. V'hani mili hu d'mishani. That's if you make it with a shinoi. Heichi mishani. Now the Gemara has a third way of making a shinoi. How would he make the shinoi? Amar Rav Yehuda Rashami b'shmei Dabai. Shesi v'arev. Instead of mixing it like in a circular motion to really mix it well, you just go one way this way, like shesi v'arev. Right, left, up, down. Right, left, up, down. Ask the Gemara if you can make that shinoi. V'halo ma'arav shapir. It's not going to mix it well. It's not going to make it good. It's not going to mix it well. Answer the Gemara. Rav Yehuda. If it doesn't go well, minaro likli. So you can pour it from one cup to the other and it will be it will mix on its own. So, according to the conclusion of the Gemara here, comes out that according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, it is permissible to make this morsan with a shinui on Shabbos for the animals, to mix this flour and water with a shinui for the animals. And the way you do it is you do it right, left, chesi v'ariv, or by pouring it from one cup to the other so that it mixes together. And as far as shasis, this other type of dish, which was not for animals, as far as shasis is concerned, if it's a thick mixture, so then you could do it with a shinoi little by little. And if it's soft, everyone agrees you could mix it normally, but just put the instead of the vinegar, instead of the vinegar in first and then the flour, you put the flour in first and then the vinegar. So the different things the Gemara concludes, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, you are allowed to make it with a shinoi in certain cases. I'll tell you where this comes up on Shabbos, practically. I believe, I don't remember exactly the details, but so some people have to make like guacamole on Shabbos. How do you make guacamole? Mixing oil into avocado. So I think some people hold, you have to know how to do that. Mixing oil into avocado, or maybe into a food, it's okay. You have to look into. There could be a shiloh about mixing oil into something like avocado to make guacamole. Might be a problem on Shabbos because you're making it into a paste. Like taking something and making it into a paste might be a problem. Have to look that up. So it was found written on the pad, literally the notepad or the tablet of Ze'iri, Amaris Kadam Rebbe. I said in front of my Rebbe, Umani Rebbe Chia, who's my Rebbe? It was Rebbe Chia. Ma'ul Gabel, are you allowed to, make this mixture of flour and water on Shabbos? Amar Li Aser, yeah, Rebbe Chia. He was a student of Rebbe, so it would make sense. He said Aser. Ma'ul Farik. What about transferring food from one animal kli to another one? Amar mutter, he said to mix it from one to the other would be mutter. There's a discussion in the Rishonim over here. We had a Beferish and Mishnah that said you're allowed to take food from one animal's kli and put it to another. So some say that's not what it means here. It means like mixing it, like we just said before, mixing it by pouring it from one kli to the other. So he said that's mutter. Amar Rav Menashe, chad kamei chad. To place one measure of food in front of one animal, tre kami tre, or two in front of two animals, shaper dummy, that's okay. But tlasa kami tre, to place three big heapings of food in front of two animals, usser. That's a tircha shelo litzorech. And also, you're not allowed to put two in front of one animal. Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef says, no. Kav afilu kabayim. Once you're feeding the animal, feed it as much as you want. Ula amar kur vafilu kurayim. You're allowed to give as much food to the animal as you want. There's no limit. Because that's one halacha that was written on Levi's tablet. Because of the Levi. So that was written on Ze'iri's tablet. It was written on Levi's notes. Amris Kadam Rebbe. I said in front of my Rebbe Umani, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. His Rebbe was really Rebbe. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Al davel gavlin shisa b'bavel. Those men that used to need make this shisisa, this mixture of flour and water in bavel. Vavit savach Rebbe, and Rebbe used to yell at them because he held it was usher. Umanu Rabbeinu Hakadosh al davel gavlin shisisa. He got very upset at them. At least if it was a thick mixture. V'les tishmiyale. Nobody listened to him. V'les chela b'yadu l'meisar. And can you imagine? He didn't have the koach to aser it me to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda because the world was observing like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda who held that it was mutter. They held like Rabbi Yehuda who said it was mutter. They needed this stuff for the animals or for the humans. And he held, even if it was thick, if you do it with a shinoi, it's mutter. So Rabbi did not have the strength to forbid this minug. I don't know. Now, usually we follow Rabbi in a machlokas. Halacha k'Rebbe mechavei ro, lo mechavei rav. Let's see, where is the Rambam's psak here about this? In the original machlokas. Echad, he had a brisa supporting him. Sounds like we do follow Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda here, even against Rabbi. Usually we always follow Rabbi, but here it sounds like we follow Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Kasev Apinkasi de Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. So it was also written on the notepad of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Haiman de Bechad b'Shaba. Oh, now we get into a whole other stuff here. While we're talking about things that were written on people's notebooks, right? We talked about the notebook of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Where did we talk about the notebook of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Yeah. So we talked about. So once we learned that, As far as kneading is concerned, so now we're going to discuss something else about what's the effect of what day you were born on into what type of person you're going to be. Okay, so everybody pay close attention now. You got to know what day you were born. I was born on Shabbos, but I don't have to see. You don't have to see what that means. Kazem kazem b'shubin levi haiman debechad b'shaba, person born on a Sunday, yehed gevar velo chadabe. He will be awesome in one particular midah, but nothing else. Ask the Gemara, my velochadabe, ilim velochad lativu. You want to tell me that he will have no other good midos? I'm Ravashi, anabachad b'shabavai. Ravashi himself was born on a Sunday, and we know Ravashi had great midos, not just one midah. Elalav chad alavishu. It means he won't even have one bad midah. The me and Dimi Bar Kakosta, who was a big wicked guy, were both born on a Sunday. But Anar Melech, I became a Talmud Chacham, Man Malchei Rabbanim. V'hu Avareish Ganve, he became the chief bandit. So the Gemara says, oh, what does it mean? Ella, no, so it means if you're born on a Sunday, you're going to be extreme. Either one way extreme for good or one way extreme for bad. Ella, ikule litivu, ikule libishu. It means you're going to be all in. You're going to be intense. You're going to be either all in one direction positive or one direction negative. Why? Because the or and the choshech were created on the first day. So either you're going to be totally or you're going to be totally choshech. Hi man, the betray b'shabba. What about a guy born on a Monday? Yehei gvar ragzon. He's going to always be involved in anger and machloikas. My time shem to iflugim b'mayim. Because on the second day, they split the upper waters from the lower waters. So they took water and split it in two. So you're also going to be split. You're always going to be involved in machloikas. You're always going to be angry and critical of people and not happy with the way other things are going. Haman the betlasa b'shabbos. If you're born on a Tuesday, yehi gvar osir, you're going to be rich v'zanaye, and you're also going to have big tivus for women. You're born on a Tuesday, you're going to be rich and have big tivus for women. My time is from the ibru be asavim, because the grass was created and the grass grows very quickly. So too. People have tivus for women, so it gets carried away. It's such a strong, powerful taiva that it grows out of control. But you're also going to be rich because your money's going to grow. Hi man, de barba b'shabba, you're born on a Wednesday. Yehei gvar chochim v'nohir. You're going to be wise, and your face is going to shine. My timeim shem de islu be ma'oros, because the sun and the moon were created that day, and the pasuk says Torah or that. So you're going to be wise in Torah, and your face is going to shine. Haiman de b'chamisha b'shabbos, born on a Thursday. Yehei gvar gomel chasadim. You're going to be a very kind person involved in gemilas chasadim. My time of mishum de ibru be dagim v'ofos, because the birds and the fish were born, and they don't have to work hard for their food. They are fed with the chesed of Hashem. So if you're born on a day that Hashem gives out a lot of chesed, you're going to be someone who does a lot of chesed. Haiman d'bimali shabsa, if you're born on a Friday, yehei gvar chazron. You're going to have tremendous drive. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, what does this mean? Chazron b'mitzvahs. You're going to have a lot of drive to be mekayim mitzvahs, because at Erev Shabbos, everyone's doing a lot of things for covered Shabbos. Haiman d'bishabata yehei, person who was born on Shabbos, b'shabata yomos, going to die on Shabbos. Al da'achilu alo yoma rabba d'shabsa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be mechal Shabbos to create you, so, meaning people have to be mechal Shabbos to create you, so now, when it's time to die on Shabbos, they shouldn't heal you, and it'll be a kapara. Amar Rava bar Rav Shela.
I'm sorry, doesn't it say that the keys of childbirth is only belongs to Hashem, so Hashem is the one who caused you to be born? Come on, Tynus.
No, I agree. I'm saying that, you know, you had to take a taxi to the hospital. I mean, you had to, it was blood. You know what I'm saying? That they had to, the people, in the, not a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the people, usually a birth involves some amount of Chil Shabbos. So, because people had to do that, so it sounds from this Gemara, by the way, that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. It's not Hutra, it's Dechuya. It's still considered to be a little bit of an Aveira. You're allowed to do it, but it's an Aveira, it needs Kapara. So that's why when you die on Shabbos, it'll be a Kapara. Nobody will deal with your healing. Amar Rava bar Rav Shela, v'kadisha rabba yiskere. But a person who's born on Shabbos, he's going to be parush and kadosh. He's going to be a very holy person, because it says v'yikadisheu. So Amar lehu Rabbi Chanina, the Gemara presents a different opinion. Said Rabbi Chanina, no, puku v'armili lebar levi. Go out and tell Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So Rabbi Chanina said to the students who had read this writings of Rabbi Shimon Levi, "Puku v'amalei ba'alava, go tell Rabbi Shimon Levi, lo mazel yom goreim." No, it's not what day you're born on that decides what you're going to be like. Ela mazel shah goreim. It depends what hour you were born in. What was the mazel of that hour? That will determine your the way you are. One of the seven mazalos. Hold on 1 second. Let's get them in English over here. The seven mazalos. It's not the day, but it's the hour of the day. Let's get the seven mazalos out over here. What are these seven mazalos in English? What are the seven mazalos? Oh, yeah, okay. All right, Mars. Let's get the. He says. 1 second. Yeah, low mazal gorim, but mazal shah gorim. Here we go. The sun, the moon, Venus, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. It's a 7-hour cycle. That's what the Gemara is referring to over here. That depending on what hour of the day, which one of those 7 hours you're born in, that influences your nature. Okay, let's see. Haiman de Bechama, if you're born at the hour that the sun is the strong mazel, Yehegvar Zivson, your face will shine. Yehi achil midilei, vishasi midilei, you'll eat your own stuff, you won't take anything that belongs to anybody else. Just like the sun shines only by day and never shines at night. Verozoi galion. And all your secrets will be revealed. So, im ganiv lo mitzlach, if you try to steal, you're not going to be matzliach, because whatever you try to do in private is going to be public, because the sun is public. Everybody can see it. Haiman dibekoychav noga, a person who's born mekoychav noga. If you're born Planet Venus. Okay. If you're born during the time that the planet Venus is in charge, Yehi Gvar Asir Vezana Yehi. You're going to be rich and you're going to be into the women. My time of Mishum de Isle Beinura. Because the fire of the passion of Tashmish was, it depends on this mazel. So if a person's born during this mazel, he's going to have a tremendous passion for women. Haiman de Bekochav, if you were born during the hour of Mercury, Yehi Gvar Nohir V'chakim, you're going to be wise. Mishum de Sifra de Chamahu, because Mercury is the scribe of the sun. It's like the scribe. It's always near. It's always near the sun. All right. Mercury. Haiman de Bilvana, if you're born when the moon is the mazel of the moon, Yehi Gvar Savil Marin, you will be a person who gets sick a lot. Like the moon, which always gets smaller and weaker the second half of the month. Banoi v'sasir, you're going to be a builder and a destroyer, like the moon. Sasir banoi, destroy and build. Achil delo delay, you're going to eat stuff that doesn't belong to you. V'shasi delo delay, and drink stuff that doesn't belong to you, like the moon that sometimes shows up during the day. V'razoi kasyan, and your secrets will be protected, like the moon, which doesn't shine as much as it's more hidden. Im gone of mitzlach, therefore if you steal, you will be matzlich. Haiman de b'shabtoi, the person is born during the mazel of, Saturn, so you see the word Shabbos, like resist there. Yehi geber machshavte b'telen. Your thoughts are going to be meaningless. Some say thoughts that other people think about you will become batel. People try to harm you, they won't be successful. Haiman de Bitzedek, a person who is born during the hour of Jupiter, Yehei Gvar Tzadkin. So he's going to do tztakos. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Bitzadkin b'mitzvahs. He's going to give a lot of poor money to the aniyim. Haiman de b'madim, a person who's born during Mars. So madim is adom red. Yehi gvar ashi dama. He's going to spill blood. Amar Rav Ashi, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I umna, maybe he'll be a doctor who's got to do surgery. I ganva, or you're going to be a robber. It's up to you. Itabcha, you can be a butcher. Imala, or a mile. I'm a rabbi. I'm not a madam. Rabbi said, I was born during the mazel of Mars, and I have none of these. I'm rabbi. Mar nami onish v'katil. You send people to Bezdin, and they get killed. So you're also a bloodletter. Now here's a question. Just because you're born in a particular mazel, does that mean that you're doomed to be like that forever? So Mar says, Itmar. Rabbi Chanina omar mazel machkim mazel mashir. V'yesh mazel Yisrael. That's the way you're going to be. You can't change it. Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean? Ain mazel Yisrael. If you daven and do mitzvahs, you could change your mazel. Klal Yisrael's not subject to mazel. Tosus over here quotes a Gemara that says, Bane chayim zone is all mazel. The way your kids turn out, and your health, and your parnasa, is all mazel. Sounds like davening can't help these things. Unbelievable. So the Gemara says, so Tosis says no. But if you're a tzaddik, if you really work hard on yourself, so then you certainly can change those things. There's a lot of discussion about this. Most of the Rishonim understand that no, tefillah does help those things, even though it sounds like the Gemara says, Bonei Chayim Mizoni is lav b'zchus atali. It's not your zchusim, it's b'mazel. Very fascinating Gemara. V'az Rav Yochanan Tamei, Rav Yochanan goes according to his own reasoning. Dam Rav Yochanan, minayin shein mazel Yisrael, how do we know that Klal Yisrael is not dependent on mazel? Some say this means, by the way, that Klal Yisrael as a whole has no mazel, meaning that we're going to be, we can always, as a nation, take care of our own destiny. But individuals do have mazel. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, V'am Rabbi Yochanan Minayin Shei Mazel Yisrosh Nemar Komar Hashem El Derech HaGoyim Al Tilmadu Me'osas Hashemayim Al Techas. Don't be scared of the constellations. Ki Yechatu HaGoyim Mehema. The Goyim are part of Mehem Yechatu V'lo Yisrael. The Goyim have mazel issues, but not Klai Yisrael. V'afra Avsavar Ein Mazel Yisrael. Rav also holds Ein Mazel Yisrael. Don't review them. Rav, so Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both hold the Klai Yisrael is not dependent on mazel. Hashem took Avram Avinu outside. Ben Basi, you always shall see what do you mean. Eliezer is going to get all my inheritance. I'm low. Lav. You're going to have a child. I'm on the front of Shali. I looked at my mazalos. Any royal holy Ben. My mazal says I'm not going to have a kid. On my lay. Don't worry. Don't worry about your mazal. She'ein mazal Yisrael. My daitoch, you think you're not going to be able to dekoi tzedek b'mara, that Jupiter was in the west, and it's very cold, so you're not going to be able to have kids. Mahadarnu mukmina lei b'mizrach, I'm going to take Jupiter and move it into the east, to a warmer place, and you'll be able to have kids. V'hanu d'chsiv, miher b'mizrach tzedek yiru l'raglo. So it's a reference to the fact that Avraham Avinu was able to have children because HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved the mazel for him. So you see that Klai Yisrael doesn't have mazel. Umi deshmuel nami, we could also learn some shmuel ain mazel. Yisrael deshmuel va'avleit. Shmuel and another wise man, his name was Avleit. He was a non-Jewish wise man. Have a yasve, have a ka'azle hanach inshe la'agma. They were sitting and they saw certain people going to cut reeds in a swamp. Amalei Avleit l'Shmuel. So Avleit said to Shmuel, "Hi Gavra Ozel v'lo Asi. This guy is going to go to this swamp and he's not going to return. He's going to die. Tarek lechivye umayis, because a snake is going to bite him and he's going to die. Amalei Shmuel, Ibar Yisrael, if he's Jewish, Ozel v'Asi. If he's Jewish, he's going to go to the swamp and he's going to be able to come back there, because Klal Yisrael, you can't tell what's going to happen to them based on a mazel. Adiasve Ozel v'Asi. So as they came back, so sure enough, like Shmuel said, the Jew returned from the swamp. Come Avleit Shadi Lutune. So Avleit took the reed that the guy had chopped and threw it to the ground. Ashkech Bechivya, the Pasik Vishadi Bitaite Gove. They found a snake inside there that was split in two. Meaning when he had cut the reed, he had cut the snake in half. Amalei Shmuel, my Avdis. Shmuel asked this guy, what big mitzvah had you done in order to save you from the snake, to save you from your mazel? Amalei, kol yom ha'ava marminan rifta ba'adei adadei. Every day, one of the members of my chevra would collect bread from everybody. Vachlina, we would eat together. Ha'ina ha'ava ikachai minan de la'ava le rifta. There was one of our group that had no bread. Amina lo'ana ka'imna va'armina. So I said to the people, I'm going to collect the bread today. When I got to this guy who didn't have, I made like I was taking bread for him, but I added my own bread in, an extra piece of my own bread for this guy who didn't have, so as not to embarrass him. Amalei, mitzvah avdis. You did a mitzvah, you helped this guy with his bread, that's why you got saved from the snake today. Nafak Shmuel v'darish, utztaka tatzil mimaves. Whoa. Shmuel went out and dashed. Staka saves a person from death. Velomi Misa Mishuna. Not only from Misa Mishuna, but even from a regular Misa. Elomi Misa Atzma. Staka saves your mamash from death. And now we have another story with the Rabbi Akiva Nabi. We have a story with Rabbi Akiva. The same thing. Ein Mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva Avilei Barta. He had a daughter. Amrilei Kaldoi. And the people who would look at the stars said to him, Ahu Yoma Da'ila Lebeganva. That on the day that she gets married, Tarek lechivyo misa, that on the day your daughter gets married, she's going to get bitten by a snake and die. That's what the non-Jewish future tellers, the guys who looked at the mazalos, told Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was very, very, very worried about this. He didn't just say, well, you guys don't know what you're talking about. He was very nervous about this. Hahu yom, the day that she got married, shkatel le Machbanta, she took a pin that was usually in her hair, like a very sharp pin that was in her hair, Datsta Beguda, and she stuck this pin into a hole in the wall just to hold it there. Israme, I Asif Be'ene Dechivya. It turns out that there was a snake looking at her through the thing, and she stuck the pin in the hole, and she hit the snake in the eye, and she killed the snake. Letzafra, the next morning, Kikashakale, when she took the pin out of the wall, Havikasar Fasi Chivya Basre, when she pulled the pin out of the wall, she saw that there was a snake that came along with the pin out of the wall. Omar Le Avua, my Avdis, what special act did you do that you got saved? Omar Le, says daughter said to him, Bipanya, yesterday during the wedding meal, Asa Ani Karababa, there was a certain poor person that came to the wedding asking for money. Everybody was enjoying the good feast. Nobody noticed the Ani who needed food. But I did. Veleka Deshami, nobody's listening to Ani. Ka'im Deshakalti Liristani. The obviously. So I got up and I gave my wedding portion at my wedding. I gave my meal at my wedding to this poor person. Yahavtin Yale, I gave it to the poor person. Amar La, Mitzvah Avdis. You did a mitzvah, and in that merit, your life was saved. Nafak Rabbi Akiva Vidarash. Rabbi Akiva went out and dashed into Tztaka Tatzel Mimaves. That Tztaka saves you from death. Velomis Mishunah Misa Atzma. From regular Misa, Tztaka saves you from. When we do have Nachan by Yitzhak Nami, Ein Mazel Yisrael. One more story from Nachan by Yitzhak. We also learn out Ein Mazel Yisrael, that even if your Mazel says it's going to be a certain way, if you do mitzvahs, you could overcome that. The mother of Nachman Yitzchak, so the non-Jewish stargazer, said to him, "Berich gan v'hava, your son is going to be a ganav. Lo shavakti giluye reshe." His mom never allowed him to go without a yarmulke. Even as a little kid, he said, "You got to always wear your yarmulke." The mom made sure that this kid grew up always wearing a yarmulke. Amr le kase reshe ki eche de develach emse de shmaya uboi rachame. You need to wear a yarmulke so you always remember that you have yiras shemayim, that you always remember who's on top of you. You have yiras shemayim and davin that your yetzahara should not overcome you. Lo have yada amai ka amr le. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the great Amora, did not know why people were telling him this all his life. Yom Achad Yosef Kagarim Tuzi Dikla. One day he was sitting under a date palm tree that belonged to somebody else. Nafal Glima Me'ilavei Reshe. So the yarmulke fell off his head. Dalu Eini, he looked up at the date palm tree. Chazal Adikla, he saw it. Alme Yitzre. His Yetzahara got very strong. Salik, and he ran up Paske L'Kibur Bishine. He ripped off a bundle of dates, with his teeth. Wow. So we see from this story that he had this terrible Yetzahara to rip off somebody else's dates. And when his yarmulke fell off, he was subject to his mazel. So you see that by wearing a yarmulke, firstly, you see from this Gemara that wearing a yarmulke helps inspire a person to greater Yiras Shamayim. By wearing a yarmulke, he was able to conquer his mazel. Okay, gentlemen, we're going to stop here for today, and tomorrow we will finish the Masechta, and I'm going to talk to the rabbi this morning about the seer. We'll talk about it. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day.